my name is Thuwin from Ms. Bayless' second period pre-AP class, and now I'll be reading my persuasive essay titled Female Discrimination in the Workforce. I hope you enjoy. Discrimination can be defined as a prejudicial treatment of people or things, especially on the grounds regarding race, age, or sex. In 2017, the Pew Research Center conducted a poll surveying women and men in the workforce, asking if they ever faced discrimination at work. According to the research found, women are twice as more likely to be treated with inequality compared to men. Out of every 10 women, 4 are revealed to have been discarded or discriminated against in the workforce because of their God-given gender. This goes to show that in the workforce, women are victims of discrimination. Although the number of women in the workforce has gone up significantly in the past few decades, when it comes to well-paying jobs, the numbers are still disproportionately low. In a workplace, men are more likely to be put in a higher position than women because employers believe that women lack the skills necessary to perform more lucrative roles. In 2003, Professor Richard Drogan of University of California, Hayward, conducted a study regarding Walmart's national gender bias lawsuit. Statistics show that women make up 72% of Walmart's total workforce, but only 33% of its managers. Considering Walmart is the largest employer in the U.S., this is a disturbingly incommensurate number of women prevented from reaching higher level positions. Both Title VII and the Equal Pay Act make it illegal to discriminate on the basis of sex in payment of wages or benefits, yet employers still tend to be intolerant against women. According to Sarah Ashley O'Brien, a publicist from CNN, stated the average woman's unadjusted annual salary has been cited as 78% to 82% of the average man's. In contrast to men, this is a result of a societal perception of women being the weaker sex, incapable of functioning well in a business or corporate work environment. This all being said, many critics believe that the female discrimination is self-inflicted and a myth. For an example, they believe that the wage gap difference is a result of non-discriminatory factors. American educator and author Warren Farrell stated in his latest book, Why Men Earn More, 25 Lifestyle Choices That Explain the Difference in Pay Gap. Men are more likely to work more hours. Men are likely to work in fields such as hard science and technology. Men are more likely to work without vacation time, and etc. For this reason, opponents argue that the pay gap is indeed not a result of gender, but a matter of lifestyle. Nevertheless, the remuneration for women is still less than the man's. The well-packaged line, women earn 80 cents for every dollar a man earns, is an easy explanation of the situation. Claudia Golden, an economist at Harvard University, states that although it is true that a woman's lifestyle choice can affect their pay, it is done for the benefits of their family. Women are still typically responsible for their children and family. When a woman goes on maternity leave, it may seem unfair to be still be paid while not working. However, laws are laws, and the Family and Medical Leave Act ensures women to be paid during their leave. All throughout history, women have been seen as the lesser sex and have been degraded. Like women, this issue had been degraded and isn't as controversial as it should be. The reason of judgment when it comes to a person in power or their wage shouldn't be based on their gender. Despite the many laws and regulations prohibiting an employer from biased judgment, women tend to have unjust treatment. In contrast to male counterparts, women are more likely to be victims of discrimination in their workforce.